Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony, and it's the Tuesday after Easter, and I've been driving back to Cork from the west of Ireland by myself in the car, and I've been listening to the blowing American Bernie Goldbach talking about multi-touch and his daughter, six-year-old Mia, who's active on the internet. And Bernie's been outlying, presenting his own perspective on it, and he even went to as far as to ask his daughter what her own views on privacy was. Now, when I heard him ask a six-year-old her views on privacy, I immediately thought, well, look, how could a six-year-old have a notion about privacy? How could a six-year-old have any sense of the context within which the question is being asked? So I kind of, you know, just threw that up to myself as a, because I know that there will be people who will be very sceptical and very doubtful and downright in opposition to the approach that Bernie Goldbach is following in relation to his daughter. And there will be people who will be horrified at the extent to which Bernie is facilitating his daughter, you know, being active on the internet at the age of six, putting images of her up there, putting examples of her work up there, examples of her voice up there, that kind of sharing that Bernie's whole audio is about. There will be people who have very strong views about this. And what Bernie did in his audio was actually invite other parents to express their view. I think he was actually, to a certain extent, trying to encourage those people who took a different view from himself. And so I'm going to have a go at expressing my view in relation to my daughter. My daughter is eight, and my daughter is not as publicly shared on the internet as Bernie's is. But I just wonder, you know, how's it going from her point of view? She's O'Mahony Dot. If you Google O'Mahony Dot, you will find some of what has been shared by my daughter, or by me and my daughter, or I suppose I'd have to say shared by me on behalf of my daughter, in the sense that there are, for example, many podcasts on shared via Audioboom, which contain her voice, the sound of her voice, her opinions, her views. There are some photographs. I started life on the internet myself, sort of as a blogger, very, very carefully making sure that there were no images of my daughter up on the internet at all. And I've changed that view, but I haven't gone to the other extreme, which is by putting up many. There are photographs of her on Flickr, my Flickr photographs are, in fact, I wouldn't be 100% sure whether there are some of them that aren't Creative Commons licensed, so that, you know, I'm effectively saying to people, you can actually use these images and for your own purpose, without even needing permission, special permission. So I have become gradually over the years more and more persuaded that the best protection of our privacy is more and more data, more and more information up there. For example, if you get drunk and make a public disgrace of yourself at the age of 15 or 16, behave illegally, your best chance of keeping that out of the public domain these days is probably to have a whole load of other stuff about you up there, which will be found much more easily than the misdemeanor stuff. If, on the other hand, there's nothing about you up there on the internet except your misdemeanor, well, that becomes, you know, your identity, your public identity, and that's a very, to disastrous or undesirable thing to happen. My daughter has had times when she has liked doing stuff on podcasts, doing stuff on Audioboo, and there have been times when she has been dead against it, and there are times when she's been ambivalent about it, and she hasn't systematically pursued anything in relation to the internet. She got really, really keen on having her own Instagram account recently, but that got superseded by her having a Snapchat account. So she has a Snapchat account. Well, strictly speaking, I have a Snapchat account, which I have allowed her to use under agreed boundaries that I have agreed with her, and which I'm capable of policing. So I am highly impressed with my daughter's ability to, you know, multi-touch, flick her way through. She can even handle iTunes. I hate iTunes. You know, I find it a very clunky and cumbersome and awkward piece of software, but she can navigate her way through iTunes quite easily. She can, you know, handle certainly the Apple ecosystem. She's, I don't think she uses a mouse at all. I think it's all touchscreen stuff. She maybe uses a mouse at school, but I have very little interest in mice myself because I don't use a mouse myself at all. I do everything touchscreen, but so I think it's, I think the, for me the big point, Bernie, the big point that we're, I think, adopting the same approach on is that to be growing up today in the world is different from before. The internet is here, the digital devices are here. The thing to do is to embrace them, embrace the use of them. Being an active, involved citizen means using them. We have the ability to connect with people on the other side of the world today, which we didn't have before. I mean, phone calls once a year to Australia, once a year even to North America, where how I was brought up. Nowadays, you know, with Facebook, you can have daily contact with people you have never met. And my daughter is in that situation. Now, she isn't a Facebook user. She has more interest in looking at photographs of horses on Instagram than anything to do with Facebook. But this world we are in already is so connected via the internet that my daughter would be terribly comfortable on Google and navigate her way around Google and putting in search terms and finding things and all that sort of thing. She'd be very, her only restriction is her spelling ability. You know, once, as that gets better, there's no barrier from the point of view of, you know, blockage about software or technology or using it. And, you know, she'd be beavering away on Minecraft, building her own world, designing her own world, showing other people her world, playing in their world. She'll be doing all this, and she's not a techie and will never be a techie, I predict. You know, she won't be a coder. She did go to Coder Dojo for a brief period, but never really took to it. I think she wanted to go there for the biscuits and the soft drinks on a Saturday morning. No, but she'll be a big user, I think. And, you know, she... So having a... Treating all of this technology and all of this software as just normal, everyday tools that we use. That would be the world I'd want her to grow up in. If she wanted to be a techie or had impulses in that direction, great. If she doesn't, great. The main thing would be to be confident at being able to pick up a piece of kit, whether it's an any kind of phone, any kind of device, and turn it to good use. I think that's what kids do naturally anyway. I mean, I've seen the story of the, you know, the computer that was put in a wall in Mumbai, and kids figured out how to use it without any instructions. I've seen on YouTube the most extraordinary presentation about what children are capable of doing with their own, through their own curiosity and imagination. So I think it's completely natural for people, young people, to figure out a way to turn a device and to use it. And I do think that it's easy to remember, you know, dramatic cases of people being bullied on the internet and the horrendous effects of them on people. They are very dramatic, those stories. Not so dramatic and much more frequent, or much more common, if you like, are the ordinary everyday use of the internet by young people, in which it really just enables them to be normal today, have the normal degree of connectivity. You know, I think it's much too easy to get fearful about what can happen, fearful about what has happened. I do think it's important to be vigilant. I think it's important to be sensible, to be intelligent. As a parent, it's absolutely my responsibility to think about these things and to pay attention and to not be naive. But I think it's every bit as much my duty as a parent to make it simple and ordinary, to take advantage of technology and software and to experiment with its use in a really positive way. Not sure if this is really sufficiently good response to Bernie's point of view, but I just want to have a little go at trying to say in Easter 2014 way I'm thinking about this, so that at some stage in the future my daughter can listen back to me and listen to what her father had to say and how he was thinking about how he would be a good parent to her. And to me, this kind of conversation on audiobook is a way of creating something for my daughter to discover future and to understand, you know, what was the mentality of her father when he was doing all those things. I would love myself to know what was my father thinking when he was being a father, but I have no way of finding out. I have no idea what my father was thinking when, you know, I was 8 years of age. What he was thinking, he had a business, what he thought about, for example, how to strike the right balance between bringing his son up to, you know, take over a business, bringing his son up without any pressure on him to take over a business, and the million and one other curiosities that, you know, we all have about our parents. And when I came across the reason why Audioboo itself was set up, as told by the founder of Audioboo, when I heard that the reason that Mark Rock founded Audioboo was because his mother had died without him having a record of her voice. I mean, it melted my heart. And it made me realize the incredible power that this type of audio communications has. And, you know, I'm intent on making sure, you know, I don't die without leaving behind me some audio record for my children. And I'm also intent on having some audio record of what they were like when they were young. Thinking now to the incredible program I saw once on television, which was about a cohort of children from a very, very young age, you know, being checked out at the age of 7 years of age, 14, 21. How very, very interesting it is to be able to have a record and delve back into it of what you were like when you were younger yourself. And I know that that's something that all human beings are curious about. What was I like when I was young? And I know that the little bits that I'm doing to create stuff that my daughter will be able to listen back to, even of herself, I'm convinced that that will be of immense interest to her at some stage, even though at the moment she might have zero interest.